Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on a message I began yesterday, More Than Conquerors. And we looked closely at a scripture that Paul wrote to the Romans in the 8th chapter, verses 35 through 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Emphatically. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And beloved, we need to be more aware of the words that come out of our mouths. We need to be aware of our confession. And there are many dear folks who confess everything else but the victory they have in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, I'm going to get personal. What kind of confession do you have? Is it full of faith or filled full of faith, a confession, or is it filled with despair and negativity? Is it a negative profession? You know, you have to choose. Those are the extremes. They're either believing God. You can't have, there's no middle ground. You're either believing God or you're not believing God. There's no uncertainty. If there's the slightest bit of doubt, well, then you're not believing God. And, you know, the sin of unbelief is something that plagues or beleaguers all of us. And of course, we'd be tempted to say, well, you know, this time it's just too hard. It's just, I don't see any way out. But the point is, you don't need to see any way out. The point is, God's got your back. He'll see the way out. So, let me ask some more questions to get rather personal in your lives. Do your circumstances dominate you? I'd have to say in my life, there are times yes. Or do you dominate your circumstances? We're working on it, right? Are you under the burden of your circumstances, or do you live above your circumstances? You see, this is the thing so often, and I realize that the warfare is so intense, and I understand there are times that all you can do is put one foot ahead of another. There's just more than you, all you can do is just take that next step. Because when the warfare is fierce, and sometimes, you know, even Paul said he despaired of life. Those and his companions, those who were with him. So we must not make light. We need to be very sensitive. And if you're sensitive and discerning in the Holy Spirit, you can tell when someone's really going through a difficult time. And that's not the time to bat up to them and say, you know, brother, sister, you just need to be confessing a more positive victory or something like that. That's the last thing they need. We need to have compassion because, beloved, if you've never been down, as Brother Glass would say, in the mully grubs of despair, then just wait, because you will go there. We will be tested. Jesus, if he was tested in all points as we, don't you think he was tested and tempted in the area of despair and discouragement or even depression? I mean, he was human, yet because he was God's only begotten Son, he did not sin. He knew what the trials, the temptations would be, but he was willing to go and endure them all and be victorious as our elder brother to secure the victory for us so we could have that same power, authority, and anointing. You know, that is, you know, he gave the Holy Spirit because all the works that Jesus did was through the power of the Holy Spirit. He gave that same Holy Spirit to us so that we could do And if you know your Bible, what I'm saying is the truth. We could do the works that Jesus did, he said, and even greater works. So there you have it. We don't have a choice. I mean, we do have a choice. We can just throw up our hands and sit down, or we can say, you know what? I'm going to obey God. I'm going to move on in God. I'm hungry for more of his presence, more of his joy, more of his peace in my life. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm after. So let me ask, are you happy in the Lord, or are you unhappy? Is your victory, your testimony, your daily confession metered by what happens to you? And, you know, if you're governed totally by the things that happen to you, then when everything is going good, you're happy. But when things begin to go wrong, then it's a different story. You become unhappy, and sometimes you will complain and murmur and grumble and, fuss about whatever the situation is. I know we've all done it. I mean, you know, the saints of the Old Testament, they were brought out of Egypt through mighty signs and wonders that we have not seen in our experience in a lifetime. And yet they murmured and complained. Moses, you've brought us out here in this wilderness to die. There's no water. There's no food. I mean, and they did it repeatedly. They tested and tempted the Lord in the wilderness, the scriptures tell us. So, this is not a good experience to be up one day and down the next. And if you are a teeter-totter Christian, so to speak, and in your Christian life, you don't have to remain there, going up and going down, depending what depends or happens to you along the way. Beloved, that's a very unstable place to be. It's a scary place to be in, because it evokes fear. You never know what's going to happen next. And, you know, I'm thinking back to my own life. There was a time of great testing and great trouble, not self-generated, but just in circumstances. And, you know, I came to a place like Job did. When he thought of God, he was afraid. It was like, God, what are you going to allow next? And we know it was of the enemy, but still, he allows it. But beloved, and there may be seasons in our life that he tests us to the uttermost. He will bring you, some of you are listening to me right now, you're being brought to the end of yourself. You've never been so low. You've never been so disheartened. Not that you'd tell anybody, you know, you wouldn't say anything, but God knows your heart and you know how miserable you are. You feel like it's all over, that you just, there's no way out. You things are always going to be the same. And all the wonderful promises of God, they're just always beyond your reach. Beloved, that's a lie. But sometimes we're taken to that place. Look at Jeremiah. He did nothing but obey God. And look at, he got stuck in a nasty, filthy, miry dungeon, sinking in the mud. He was left there to die. But God did intervene I forget his name, but he was rescued and brought up. But it was a terrible place. So God, even the most anointed, the prophets of God, they went through tremendous testing. So we shouldn't be surprised, because why? Is it not that God loves us? Of course God loves us, but we're being made strong. We are learning to endure. And so if you feel you're being brought to the end of yourself, that's okay, because beloved, you're not going to stay there. I know what I mean. I'm speaking from my own experience. And, you know, you still carry on, you're faithful, you do what needs to be done. But I'm telling you, God alone will give a breakthrough. And he knows when you have been tested sufficiently. You know, we're not destroyed. We may go through the floods, we may go through water, but the flame will not destroy us, kindle upon us, and the waters won't overwhelm us. So I want you to be encouraged. Some of you, I mean, you may, you know, you haven't even shared with anyone because you don't, you know, you don't want a negative confession. And, you know, you've grown in God that much, but only God knows how difficult it has been for you. And it's like, when will this trial stop? When will the test stop? Well, the test will not ever stop. But beloved, we can be changed. We can be as the Apostle Paul. We're going to look a lot at the Apostle Paul in the next few days, because he went through so much, and yet he was in a place of victory. And that place of victory, beloved, listen to me now, it's a place of stability and security. You're not going to be up and one day and down the next. It's a place of absolute, it's peace in the spirit. There may be chaos all around you, but inside, in your heart, in your spirit, there will be a serenity. In Philippians 4, 11 through 13, listen to me. The Apostle Paul tells us that he learned to live above his circumstances. I'm quoting now, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned." How did he learn it? Through a lot of trials. "I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." Why? He knows God was allowing it, but he knows it won't last. "I know both how to be abased," I'm continuing the scripture, "and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." This is what he learned by the trials he went through, and this is what you can learn. This is what I am learning through the trials we go through. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So often we use that to say, well, just accomplish some feat or something, some task. But it also means to be able to exist in whatever circumstances you're in with a sense of stability, security, peace, and victory, because Christ is the one who enables you. Praise God. My time is going so quickly, and I have hardly gotten into the message. But anyway, I hope you are being blessed. I hope you are being encouraged, because the Lord wants to encourage you. I pray when I come on the air that the Holy Spirit will use these moments, the words of Scripture, whatever I could say, that will lift you up and let you know it's not going to remain the same. Everything, you know, it says, it came to pass. Beloved, everything comes to pass. Our lives are going to pass. We may be raptured. We may go by the grave, but we are going to be. We know where we're headed, beloved. And if I don't meet all of you on earth, I will see you in heaven, praise God, in the kingdom. I love you. I thank you for joining me today. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally, although I will confirm receipt. Love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.